sign.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
I'm recording.
Okay, well, let's call the meeting to order. 7:02 or something like that. Are there any announcements?
I have none.
Okay. Are there any additional agenda items? Well, I forgot my little packet, but I was going to talk about a couple of things. So about some bills going through the legislature and that could affect us. And oh, you want that? Okay. And the Lake Elmo 2040 plan.
Uh-oh, what's going on?
Anyway, so those can go under managers. Anything else? Okay, well, let's approve the agenda. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against?
Motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
There we go.
I thought it was all wrapped into one. All right. Okay. Keep me on my toes as he's got there. Okay, any further discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Public forum, we don't have that. Consent calendar.
Motion to approve consent calendar.
Second.
Okay, there was some, any further discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Let's see, permitting. Mr. Inspector.
I did include a report in the packet. As you can see, I've not been out since mid-January. There was a little bit of a thaw on just following up on a couple of projects out there to see where they were at. But other than that, it's been pretty quiet. I did attend the Muscle Starry Storm.
I didn't get to go to that.
Presentation at bar last week. That was really interesting. And
What did you learn?
Yes.
Well, it's really important to have early detection and a rapid response set up to try to set some boundaries up for treatment. I'm not sure. It seems like the DNR would mention that to me as far as the early detection, but there were presentations by different organizations, but the watershed districts were involved, but I didn't see that they were leading the charge on the treatment. It was usually the Lake Owners Association along with the DNR, at least in the examples that were given, were kind of leading the charge to get things going. But there was a, you know, it was certainly a community group, and certainly they did a lot of testing on you know, just the amount of treatment that was needed. They did various levels and found that the most effective was the maximum amount right on the label of the of the chemical. So they didn't break any new ground there. But they're still working on it. It's not a every lake's a little different. There's more than one thing in the lake. You know, there's eagle mussels, there might be other things that you're dealing with in the robust habitat. So it was really interesting.
Quick question.
Mm-hmm.
The devastation associated with it, what happens when a lake is overrun?
Well, I mean, it depends on what you have in the lake. Certainly,
okay.
Infrastructure is affected by zebra mussels.
Okay.
And especially if there's any kind of water intake systems into cities from rivers or wherever it might be. So that's a can be a huge risk, and it chokes out the native habitat.
Okay.
And, you know, these invasive species basically choke everything out, and of course, the fish and everything else that feeds on this habitat can go away.
I get it.
So it can kind of, you know,
thank you, sir.
I did make a mention in here that I met with Bob Tipping from the USGS. He's looking at the study on that, which is really interesting, and I think he'll be interested in getting it completed, and lot of good information to be shared there. So I haven't heard from back from him from last week, but I know they're trying to get something set up in February to set up this water temperature research project for the brook trout.
Oh, fascinating.
Yeah, and they're going to do a fish count right afterwards.
Really?
Okay.
How convenient.
Yeah. So that's all I have. That's all I have.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Ms. Attorney.
So my only item under attorney items is to present a stormwater quality treatment facility maintenance agreement for signature, and I will then make sure it's recorded. It's for the Fry permit. Sorry, that's great.
Okay. Do you have to make a motion to approve this?
No. Because the permit's already been approved, okay. And it's part of the permit requirements.
I have a question on these. I assume over the course of history with Valley Branch that we've accumulated a lot of these. How do we monitor and enforce these?
Why don't you be a secretary tonight?
Perhaps Engineer Hansen can give you information.
The maintenance agreement is generally until the project is closed out. So it's during the construction of the project. So inspector Brower reviews the site to make sure that facilities are working as planned. And attorney Torseth reviews to make sure that the easements have been recorded. And I communicate with them to make sure everything's fine before permit closeout. And then after the permit is closed, there's still some responsibilities of the landowner, but generally everything, that there is, it hasn't been a whole lot of follow-up in the past, unless we get a report of a problem.
Okay. Thank you.
However, I will say they are standard across water districts. So,
right.
Yeah, and the conservation district doesn't, I mean, they do inspections on BMPs, cost share.
For maybe 3 to 5 years, and then after that, they don't.
Yeah, well, that's a good question, David. And, you know, that's a resource thing.
Yeah, we revisited because of the concern for costs and, you know, like with some of the projects that we engage in. So at this point, it seems that, you know, through inspection and no news is good news, everything seems fine. That's how we've been handling it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll just put a thought out there. We don't need to go anywhere with it, but, you know, we could add to permit fees and use that money to hire inspection. It would be good to do it, maybe not every year, but every 2 years, because, you know, those installations can go belly up really easily. And
I mean, the big burden on the other party is through permit closeout, right? It's Section 4.
Yeah.
That's the real pain. And then there's an ongoing obligation, which is essentially limited to vegetation.
Right.
So, I don't know.
That makes it go.
But the sediment during construction and when they...
Yeah.
Fill in and don't work, I guess that's the bigger concern.
Right. Okay. Can we move on to manager items? Okay. Sunnybrook Lake. Do we have anything about Sunnybrook Lake?
Yes, we do, actually.
Well, we have a first right of refusal.
Great, so at the last meeting, the managers were, remember that they authorized, or passed a resolution actually, to sign up right of first refusal for the Schwartz property.
Mm-hmm.
I've had communications with the Schwartzes. They are interested in moving really as quickly as possible on this, and they need to wait until there's an appraised value and that they can feel more confident that a sale would occur with the district before they start looking at the properties, but they are interested in proceeding with this. However, they do want to have a meeting with myself, President Lucas, and Engineer Hansen, just to discuss process. And so we're hoping to do that the week of the 24th. A lot of people are going out of town at this time of year, so hopefully we can make it work. But so that's the update there. But I do anticipate moving forward with the appraisal or scheduling the appraisal as soon as possible after we've had that meeting.
Are we paying or are they paying? Are we sharing?
No, pursuant to the right of first refusal, the district will pay for the appraisal.
Okay. I couldn't remember that.
President Fetcher, managers. So the managers haven't decided who would be doing the appraisal. Attorney Torzeff has contacted one person. He did some of the land appraisal work in the Sunnybrook Lake area 15 years ago.
Yeah.
But that might be something that the managers might want to formally approve or solicit qualifications from various entities before going to one appraisal.
If I may, Matt, Attorney Torzeff. This appraiser that you're aware of,
mm-hmm.
Did you work with this person before?
I have. It's Penfield Incorporated. They're well known and still there.
Oh, yeah. Reasonably priced. That's
yeah, I think it was $450.
Oh, okay.
If I'm remembering, I have it written down. I'm just going off the top of my head. And at this time of year, he said he could get it done in about get out there in a week. I don't know how long it would take to process, but to go out there and do the initial walkthrough. However, I don't think there's any problem with calling some other companies
yeah.
and just making sure that you're getting the best value. I do trust Penfield. I do recommend Penfield. I know banks utilize them as viewing them as neutral. However, one company is not the end all be all either. So. If I can move on, I will. We've had another submission of a right of first refusal by Stephen and Karen Keene.
Oh, yeah.
So that, I believe, in your packet.
Is that?
Is it not in the packet?
No.
Well, I have the right of first refusal here. What I did make for all of you.
Oh, wait a minute.
Is... the property where it's located, a proposed resolution if you're interested.
Thank you.
So the first page is the proposed resolution. The second page is a map of where the Keene's property is located. It's two parcels. Both parcels go east a little bit. And then the third page shows where the Keene property is, and then also so you can see where the Schwartz property is. So I just was interested in myself, so I thought you might be too,
sure.
Where they are in relation to each other. So the interest is there. It's been submitted. And then I guess it really would be up to the managers if they want to pass a resolution authorizing signature. I don't know about the funds available and timing. However, perhaps we get some discussion on that.
Managers, currently it'd just be $500.
Right.
To process this, and then this is the board, the right of first refusal with the set if they want to sell.
Was there any discussion around timing?
I didn't actually talk to them. I received this by email. So I also have, and I'm sorry, I didn't really think about the fact that you didn't have this in your packet. So if anyone wants to look at it, it's the right of first refusal that they
right.
sign, but it's a form that you should recognize. It's just
yeah, it's yeah. our policy.
It's just been completed, and I did confirm
yeah.
that they are the property owners, you know, that kind of
yeah.
thing. I kind of do a, right. a basic due diligence on
yeah.
that.
I'd like to make a motion to table this particular concern until a future meeting when President Jill, I assume, will be here next month.
I'll second that.
Discussion. Say more about that, Ed, about this is just the right of first refusal.
I understand that.
Just saying,
right.
we want to have a shot at it. It doesn't say anything about our interest in having a shot or
right.
that we are, so it's.
I'm just generalizing and thinking that it would be prudent to allow President Lucas to have a look at it. Not a big deal. That's
okay.
why I suggested it. Put it off.
And I bet your managers, this is the second lowest home from the lake, and they've been very involved. And
yeah.
They did have a fairly lengthy conversation with them 2 weeks ago about the process, and that the first step of the process would be to complete this agreement, and then the next step would be for them to contact us once they have the time.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't, you don't have a sense of their timing?
Well, I don't know the timing. However, I do know that they wanted to be present at the meeting when we spoke with President Lucas and Commissioner Hansen and myself and the property owners just to talk about it. So I have, not from speaking with them, but I have the impression secondhand that they're interested in moving the process along.
Well, I don't see a need to delay it, but and to slow them down if that's what it would do. But there's a motion on the floor. Is there any more discussion?
Yeah, I guess my thought was, we're talking about a 14-day delay till our next meeting to sign this document. My primary concern is we haven't seen any appraisals, and we don't know what the timing looks like, but I don't think we have enough budgeted in 2019 to buy two homes. And I don't.
No.
And if signing this gives them, at this meeting, in any way gives them the comfort or thought process that we are advancing towards purchasing their house in 2019, I'm not sure that's true. So I'd like to just wait until the full board is here
right.
to discuss that.
It's not... True, I think we've been clear about that, but I hear that. So let's put it up for a vote for tabling resolution 1902. Those in favor say aye.
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 Those against say aye. Aye. So the motion passes. You want this back?
I don't need it back.
Okay.
Actually, why don't I have it and I'll pass it out at the next one? Or do you want to look at it?
No. Nothing to look at.
Yeah, we got it. We got it. That's nothing. Thank you, sir. That was a good point you made.
Okay, anything else?
No, I have nothing else. Thank you.
Okay, so CAC, we don't have... Mr. Campbell.
Mr. President, I invited him to this meeting, and he asked if he could come to the 28th meeting.
Okay, that's great. 50th anniversary, is there anything to talk about?
I have nothing to report, and Secretary Hyder hasn't sent anything to me via email.
Okay. Well, a couple of things I wanted to mention. There are some bills going through the legislature that can have the potential to have an impact on us. The one in particular, I went to a hearing yesterday, mostly on behalf of the Sierra Club, but also because it's a very direct effect. There is a effort, because it's now become a less complicated process, to take on, for the state, to take on Wetland Conservation Act administration of wetlands, and I think water bodies, but maybe just wetlands, that Corps of Engineers has under their wing. And I'm not entirely, it's a little unclear about what these water bodies are, because they are going to retain administration of all of the major waterways and lakes and such. And they apparently are working toward making a list of what these water bodies are. But the bill that's working its way through is to appropriate funding for PCA, DNR, and Bowser to work together to figure out how to implement this. One of the pieces that was removed as a requirement by the Corps of Engineers was that apparently the administration of these wetlands was originally required to be under Bowser and not under the local government units. So there was a study done in 2017 about this, and they decided it wasn't worth it because it's a whole lot of additional staff and et cetera. So now apparently these wetlands can be administered by the local government units that are delegated to administer the WACA.
Like us.
We already do it.
Yeah.
And so I have no idea how many this would be. John might know something about it. I don't know. Or about what it is that they... I think it's waters and wetlands that are adjacent to and drain directly into navigable bodies. That's sort of the general picture that I get about what those are. So apparently several states are moving forward to assume responsibility for these. The advantage of doing it is to simplify permitting, because the Minnesota WACA permit requirements are different than the federal, than COE requirements to some degree. I don't think a whole lot, but there's no response time requirement by the Corps of Engineers. So sometimes those permits take a long time. So the idea, as presented by the authors and by the people who spoke in favor of it, was to simplify the process, but not to reduce the level of requirements, regulations associated with wetlands. So there's a House version and there's a Senate version. I went to the Senate hearing, And there were people from Lake County and Minnesota, the Association of Minnesota Counties, and MICA, which is a association of cities or counties, I think, in the metro or in the population areas. They are supporting it, and there was also a testimony from an analyst from the MCEA, it's gone from my brain, but they're a big nonprofit, huh?
They're mental health group.
Yeah. So, and they're very active, and they recommended caution and serious analysis because laws, Minnesota Wetland Conservation Act laws, will likely have to change, among others, to accommodate or to incorporate. And I don't know what those are or what that is, but yeah.
Thanks, President Fetcher. Did they talk about funding then? Because if this is to,
yeah,
if it's way into the watershed,
yes, they did.
Then funding must have to be.
That question came up.
Right, the diversion.
So the response was that the permit fees for the WACA permits will pay for it. And I thought, what fees?
Valley Branch Watershed District doesn't receive any fees. Washington
right.
County receives block grants, and Washington County gives those block grants to Washington Conservation District, but Valley Branch does not receive any block fees. In a nutshell, wetlands can be under the jurisdiction of the Army Corps of Engineers and also the Minnesota Wetland Conservation Act.
Yeah.
When somebody does a project, it can take a very long time for the Corps to even decide whether they have jurisdiction over a wetland.
Right.
And so that can slow down a development or any kind of project from occurring, or people just assume that the Corps has jurisdiction and they go along with it. So my experience with wetlands within Valley Branch Watershed District is that the Corps is almost always invited to meetings. The Corps does not show up to meetings.
But then, if they have to participate, they drag their toes. Yeah, so, you know, I don't have an opinion about it, but the funding is to figure out how to do it. I don't know where to go. Let's see, what were the other ones? There's something going through that is about changing the WACA replacement requirements in some form, and I'm not sure what that is, but it's on. I have gotten involved with the Sierra Club Wetlands and Waters Subcommittee. And so they track all the bills that are related to water. And so I have been seeing these bills. And there's another one that's coming through that is, and bring my little pile. So anyway, I'll tell you more.
Okay. I want to ask you what
your
two things. I want to ask you what your level of involvement was. And I had a question about who, if you're aware of who funds the Sierra Club, where they get their funds.
It's all a membership.
Membership.
Yeah. And they may get some money from, I think it's pretty much all you know, donations from people and foundations. You know, you know about them, right?
Some.
I mean, they're big. They've been around since...
Oh, I know a few things.
So, anyway, what was your other question? What's my involvement?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm participating in this committee and am helping with looking at these bills and maybe going to some committee meetings, maybe testifying. I'm not sure, but yeah. So anyway, I think that, and the other thing I was going to bring up is this 2040 plan. You know about this. Did we comment on it?
Commented that it was incomplete.
Okay. Because it's a big deal. And they have two big areas in the Northeast, Village something, and then down along 94. And Afton, I think, has some issues too that they decided they weren't going to respond to. According to the paper, it was in the Ramsey County Review. I just happened to catch it. And that they had sought input from communities, neighboring communities, and other agencies.
That's it required.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I think that's all I can remember, at least. I'll be more concise next time. Also, I signed up to go to the MOD legislative thing.
I saw you registered. I saw you registered.
Yeah.
You wrote that down.
Oh, you did?
Oh. No, that you sent the email, so that's fine. Yeah, because we reimburse.
Yeah. Did I send an email to everybody?
Yeah, you did. You said I registered.
Oh, okay. That's right, because you sent, I did a reply. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. So, but we already approved payment, I'm thinking. We did not? Okay, well, I make a motion that the district pays whatever relevant fees there are for attending the MOD legislative.
I will second that motion.
Okay, any further discussion? Those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes. Okay, anything else for managers? Let's see. Reports, future business, and meetings. So I guess well, there were three. Oh, we have we have the next meeting of the 28th and March 14th. Is there anybody who won't be here?
I don't think I'll be at the 28th.
Okay.
I will be here.
And then the MOD legislative session, which we talked about, and I guess three meetings got set up. Do we have people who are going and what we're going to do?
President Fetcher, I've been in communication with President Lucas, and she agreed to these dates. There's a typo on my agenda. The West Lakeland Township is actually March 4th, Monday, not a Sunday.
Oh,
okay.
But I'll be working with her to develop those presentations. Last year, she asked that a second manager attend those meetings for her, if that was feasible. So yeah, that might be something for the board to discuss if any managers want to attend.
Okay, so we have Woodbury is before the next meeting.
So can I ask, is she going to deliver that presentation? Okay.
So, do either of you, can either of you attend that?
I can go to that.
Okay.
I can do Oakdale.
I can also do West Lakeland Township.
Okay. Okay.
Reminder, sir?
Yes.
Thank you.
Is there any other items to come before this group?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye.